All right, so that was your impossible question and your answer this morning. Again, the question...
This will happen to over 100,000 people today, and the answer is get a speeding ticket.
Now, I do love that Jen Snyder responded to us on Facebook and said, worldwide in the U.S., I need some more clarification.
We just left that one wide open.
I think that that's not a bad point. Do we know if that is in the United States or is that worldwide?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but... That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of speeding tickets.
Do you want to know why there's so many wrecks on the highway? Do you want to know why so many people have crashes? Because people speed. Mm-hmm. They drive in the left lane when they're not supposed to.
They're on their phones texting while driving.
Uh-huh. And they're doing other distracted driving.
Yes.
And then on top of all that, some people just aren't great drivers.
That's true. Don't text and drive. I was driving on the interstate this weekend and I passed by this person and they were driving, windows open, which, you know, who cares? It doesn't matter. But both hands holding the top of the steering wheel, actually just one finger each, and then using both hands to text while driving. So I was like,
did you shoot out their tires?
No, I wanted to honk my horn, but then I thought, no, that'll just cause a wreck.
That'll scare them and yeah, then yank their wheel.
Because they won't see that I'm right here, but
they'll pinky
it's so
yank their
frustrating.
Wheel.
Do not text and drive because that person clearly was not paying attention. Driving well under the speed limit. So not speeding, which is, I guess, a good thing, but still distracted driving. That is, consider yourself and the other people around you, mm-hmm. that you are, your vehicle is a weapon.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Oh, yeah.
And
you could be charged with a crime.
Oh, yes. Don't text and drive.
And don't be impaired while you're driving. And then last but not least, while I'm already on my soapbox.
How did I end up on the soapbox with you?
I'm Reverend Tide this morning. I'm way up on my soapbox. So the other thing is improper equipment or driving a vehicle that is not safe.
Okay.
And this could be anything from you've got lights that don't function, you're driving with your headlights turned off and it's dark, you don't use your turn signals. And then on top of that, what about driving with tires that are so bad that it causes you to lose control of your vehicle?
See, and some people don't know.
Believe it or not, one of the things that causes a lot of wrecks is brakes that don't function properly and tires that are worn out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Get your tires checked.
Get your tires checked.
There are services you can pay for that to be checked.
Yeah. And a lot of garages will check that stuff for you for free just because they want to make sure that you're safe out there on the road. You and I decided to get on a soapbox and complain about terrible driving.
That just kind of happened organically. Yeah.
But I do like complaining. And I do like talking about terrible driving because obviously I'm the best driver.
We need to remind people that maybe you forget that when you are texting and driving that you should not be texting and driving.
There's a law for a reason.
It is dangerous. Yeah. You're not paying attention. So, okay, I'm getting back up onto that soapbox. I'm going to take a step back right now.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, impossible question. I mean, we already got a winner. Hi, it's Brian and Tricia.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, I was wanting to see if y'all had any more room for one more person on your soapbox.
Oh, please join
climb
us. Up here with us. I'll bring you a hand.
Awesome, awesome. My two favorite pet peeves are when you're riding down the road and you're in the fast lane and you got somebody that will not get over, you know, out of the left lane to, and then when you go by them, they either, he'll give you the, hey, good morning gesture, or they're looking at you like you're doing something wrong.
Right.
We had a whole thing about this the other morning, and it got quite interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, and then when they go down the road with their blinker on, you don't realize it on. I mean, I'm like, please, just look down. Can you not hear that thing?
Right.
You know, how much are you not paying attention that you don't see it blinking on your dash?
Or hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, but they might have the stereo turned up, the, you know, quickie. You know, y'all might hand out some Billy Idol or something.
There you go.
But anyway, I get it. But that's the two for. Thanks for letting me join your soapbox.
Thanks for joining.
Anytime.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.